The first time I loaded up the new version of Baldi's Basics Plus, I was eager to dive back into the quirky yet educational nightmare. The changelog online mentioned a slew of bug fixes, minor tweaks, and, most intriguingly, a new character, Dr. Reflex, the school doctor. However, what it doesn't mention is how by using the right couple of hacks, you can access a hidden level in the game. So of course, I had to check that out immediately. At first, the secret level looked just like the regular game does. A pursuit where Baldi and some of the other characters chase you for a while, trying to prevent you from getting notebooks and leaving with them. That was until I finally came across the horrific Dr. Reflex. See, the weird thing about him in general is, it seems like he doesn't even belong in the same game as the others. If you've played it, you know what I mean. He's this horrific claymation figure with giant red lips and buck teeth. However, when I encountered him in the secret level, he just stared at me from down the hall as I tried to evade him by going in and out of other rooms. Then finally, when I popped out of the door of the library, he ran straight at me from across the hall, stopping about an inch away and starting to talk in this horrific fast-forwarded tone.
Does anyone need a checkup?
Now, I had heard of run-ins with this guy from my friends, but they didn't seem the same as this one. He really was just staring at me for a long time, like at least a minute, as he opened his mouth in this really accusatory way. It felt like an actual emotion, not something from a game. I suddenly found myself inside a stark white room with two hospital beds. I realized it must be Dr. Reflux's office in the school. Initially, I found this aspect of the game interesting, but then I have to admit, it kind of started creeping me out, because I couldn't leave. I tried the door several times, but it wouldn't let me out. It was a fairly bland room, devoid of school items or quirky posters on the walls. I turned and saw the doctor standing behind me, his red lips moving rapidly, forming words I couldn't understand.
Anyone feeling down?
The pitch of his voice was so unnaturally high and fast, it was like a tape being played at double speed. His eyes, wide and unblinking, fixated on me with an intensity that felt all too real, as if he was looking at me, the player, not just the character I controlled. The game's UI suddenly disappeared, and with it, my ability to pause or exit. The more I tried to make sense of his rapid speech, the more I felt a sense of dread building within me. It wasn't just the game that was changing, it was me. I felt a connection to the game that defied logic, as if the doctor was reaching out to me from within the game. Suddenly, my room began to distort, the white walls pulsating and shifting. And I heard his voice say,
"My test will heal what ails you."
Only it was now inside my head. I tried to respond and demand answers, but I found that I couldn't. My in-game character, and by extension myself, had been muted and paralyzed against the unfolding horror. The doctor moved closer, his form stretching and distorting in ways that made my stomach churn. Then he lifted up these two circles, one with a yellow circle and the other with a red X in the center. I knew in my mind that he wanted me to choose one. So without even having to touch the controls, I picked the X in my head. As the room continued to warp, the walls began to crack, revealing glimpses of another level, or perhaps another reality entirely. Dark, shadowy figures moved within the cracks, whispering words I couldn't understand, as Dr. Reflux's laughter filled the room. Then, as suddenly as it all began, it stopped. My room snapped back to its original, sterile appearance, and the game's UI reappeared. Dr. Reflux was gone, and the door was now open. I exited the game and walked away from the computer, my mind racing with what had happened. It was clear that the level I had played was not just some game. It was something else, far more sinister. As the days passed, I began to notice odd occurrences around me. Items in my room seemed to be misplaced, and I would catch glimpses of something or someone out of the corner of my eye. One night, as I lay in bed, trying to fall asleep, the familiar hum of my computer starting up jolted me awake. I watched, frozen in horror, as the screen flickered to life, launching Baldi's Basics Plus on its own. The figure of Dr. Reflex appeared on the screen, his grotesque claymation face grinning at me with those oversized buck teeth. I watched, petrified, as his hand reached out of the screen, stretching into my room with a sickening squelch of clay and pixels.
"The test results are indisputable,"
he hissed, his voice a distorted cacophony that filled my room. Dr. Reflex charged toward me, his hand wrapping around my wrist, his touch cold and malleable.
"I just need to finish your test."
Panic surged through me, breaking my paralysis. I yanked my hand back, scrambling away from the encroaching digital horror. I grabbed the lamp off my bedside table and swung it at his head. It just passed through his clay form, though, not doing any damage to him. I suddenly realized that trying to fight his physical form was probably futile. So on a whim, I decided to start smashing my computer instead. To my relief, he began to flicker out as I did this. And when the computer was completely destroyed, he phased out fully. I have since then gotten a new computer, and am doing my best to try to forget about the whole ordeal. Although anytime I'm around a computer now, I feel like I start hearing him again, or seeing him just slightly beyond my field of vision, although I can never be sure if that's just my fear of him coming back. This experience has irrevocably changed my perception of technology, embedding the seed of paranoia that no amount of time will likely dispel. It seems that even though I will definitely never play that game again, the effects it has had on me are far from over.